Though it represented one of the most trying times for the Ummah, the 88 years during which Masjid al-Aqsa stood occupied by the Crusaders was also a period wherein the Ummah gave birth to many heroes. Following on the initial efforts of the ulama and the poets in rousing the conscience of the Ummah, a tangible Islamic resistance movement began taking shape. It had its origins in Iraq, a region that was shaped with a spirit of jihad from the earliest days of Islam and stood at the frontiers of the Islamic State. It was the first region in the Muslim East to be touched by the fire of the Crusader menace when the invaders' kingdom of Edessa was founded in 1097 and its residents realized the danger posed by the Crusader penetration into their country. Iraq was rich in resources, having an abundant supply of water and vast areas of arable land and grazing grounds, which were vital in raising horses and livestock. This made it ideal as a base and supply house for the emerging jihad movement. The idea of an organized Islamic resistance began to take shape under Kerboga, the regent of Mosul. It gained further momentum under subsequent leaders in the region like Jakamish and Sukman bin Artuk, as well as Kilij Arslan in Anatolia. They inflicted a number of defeats on the Crusaders, which boosted the morale of the Muslims and demolished the myth that the Crusaders could not be defeated. A figure that occupies a special place in the early Muslim resistance efforts to the Crusaders is the Amir Sharaf ad-Dawla Mawdud. Mawdud was perhaps the first Muslim leader to create some source of coordination between all Islamic forces present in the field of jihad at his time. On receiving instructions from the Seljuk Sultan to launch a campaign against the Crusaders, Mawdud formed an Islamic alliance with rulers of significant Muslim dynasties in his neighborhood. This was the first time that such a number of Muslim rulers had come together to fight the Crusaders, and hence marked a turning point in the fight against the Crusades, a progression from division and apathy to unity and attack. Mawdud launched successive attacks on the Crusader county of Edessa, which were bold and caused trepidation for the occupiers. Nonetheless, the outposts remained heavily fortified and the Muslim army was unable to breach its defenses. Mawdud later turned his attention to the Crusader corps in Jerusalem itself and succeeded in alliance with other Muslim leaders to lure the Crusader king of Jerusalem out to the lands around Damascus, where at Sanabra his forces dealt the Crusaders a crushing blow. The Muslim army then marched on into the heart of Palestine, reaching as far as Tiberias, but then withdrew for strategic reasons. Mawdud informed the Seljuk Sultan of his victory and headed to Damascus. It was here at the Jami' Masjid on a Jumu'ah that this fighter was murdered by Shia Batini assassins as he emerged after Salah. He died in a state of fasting. Mawdud's death dealt the Muslim jihad movement an immense blow at a time when it was showing signs of promise. After swift victories against the Crusaders, the Muslims were denied its fruits because of the impotence of many Muslim leaders, political disunity, and treacherous groups such as the assassins.
And the internal threat were a group of assassins who were basically an offshoot, or they took birth from the Ismaili Fatimids. And these people were trained assassins. And later on, they end up becoming known as the Hashashiyun, or also some of you may be aware of them as the Assassin's Creed team.
Detecting another strategic threat, the Crusaders in 1124 besieged Aleppo, which stood between their kingdoms of Edessa and Antioch. Its Muslim ruler was weak and made it his priority to secure his own opulence at the expense of deteriorating conditions in his city. The Crusaders launched regular attacks on Aleppo, cutting down its trees and destroying its crops. They exhumed corpses from Muslim graveyards and even paraded one body in public, taunting Muslims by saying that it was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tied a mushaf of the Quran to a donkey and cheered as it defecated on it. Hearing about its plight, the Seljuk governor of Mosul, Aksunkur al-Bursuqi, who was seriously ill at that time, took a vow to come to the assistance of Aleppo if he was cured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed him, and al-Bursuqi soon drove the Crusaders away and restored justice and peace to Aleppo. However, in what was to become a trend, al-Bursuqi too was soon murdered by Shia Batini assassins. In the year 1145 or 539 Hijri, Imad ad-Din Zanki was appointed the governor of Mosul. He was a natural warrior and the product of the revivalist Islamic educational movement founded by the likes of Imam al-Ghazali. Upon ascension to power, Zanki resolved to unite the Muslims and mobilize for jihad. In response to his call, volunteers flocked from far and wide, despite the derision shown by some opposing Muslim leaders. Imad ad-Din launched a rapid attack on the Crusader stronghold of Edessa in Jumad al-Ukhra 539, taking its ruler by surprise. The city was besieged and the Crusaders were unable to scramble any reinforcements for its defense. Its walls were breached and the city soon surrendered. Imad ad-Din had restored Islamic rule to Edessa after 46 years of suffering under the Crusades.
And so a decade goes past, 2 decades go past, 3 decades go past. The most important moment for the Muslim Ummah in that time came in the year 1144. In the year 1144, the Sultan, the Zengid Sultan, you had these familial dynasties of the Zengids and the Ayyubids. And he was the head of the Zengid household, the Zengid family. He recaptured the state of Edessa. And that was a Crusader state, but by recapturing it for the first time, it showed the Muslims, no, these are a people who bleed like you bleed. They have loss like you have loss. They have victory like you have victory. There is no real need to fear them so much. And the fact that the Muslims recaptured, there's 4 Crusader states and that was one of them. Jerusalem was another of them and that was one of them. And so to recapture one of them at least, it gave the Muslims some incentive that maybe this could lead to greater prospects for the Muslim Ummah.
Several inspiring accounts of the liberation of Edessa have been mentioned by the chroniclers of Islamic history. One recounts the story of Mu'adhin Musa al-Armani, who during the siege of the city bought some Armenian-style clothing and entered the city dressed in it. His disguise meant that he went undetected by the Crusaders. Al-Armani ascended the minara inside the town and proceeded to deliver the adhan. When the Christians defending the city heard the adhan, they immediately put down their weapons, assuming that the Muslims had already captured the city. It is also narrated of a righteous man who saw a Muslim martyr from the Battle of Edessa in his dream. Upon asking him of his condition in the year after, the martyr informed him that Allah had forgiven him on account of his participation in the conquest of Edessa. Following this glorious victory, it became clear that the jihad movement against the Crusaders had come of age. With Edessa now in Muslim hands, It was just a matter of time before the other Crusader states began falling. From this point onwards, there would be no turning back.